So I'm passionate about being a social worker because ever since I was young, I was fascinated with emotional communication coming from an immigrant background where my parents came as political refugees from Ethiopia. They came with a lot of trauma, and that translated into them having difficulty communicating with us as kids emotionally. And so I've always been interested in the impacts of trauma and how to kind of bridge those gaps with communication in the home, whether they be cultural differences, different viewpoints, and how that can have an emotional impact with parent and child. And you know, for me personally, I had a lot of repressed emotions growing up. So just learning to communicate those emotions, learning to express those emotions, connect my feelings to my body, was something I had to learn over time and something that I'm still learning. So I wanted to be able to study these things. And so that's why I went into psychology. And now as a social worker, I'm able to learn the skills to help families, to first help myself and my family, and also to help other families be able to communicate and thrive in the home.
Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm really hoping that this platform can transcribe into an audiogram. That would be so great. Okay, so hopefully it works. And do 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 do.
Things I didn't know about ketamine. 1. Ketamine was found in nature. 2. Ketamine can be used to treat substance use disorder. 2. Ketamine can be used to treat substance use disorder. 3. Ketamine is used on children and other patients in the medical setting. 4. Ketamine can induce ego-dissolving states and experiences. 5. There are many different routes of administration with ketamine. 6. Ketamine can help you make life changes. 7. Preparing for your ketamine journey can promote mystical experiences. 8. Ketamine can address treatment-resistant depression and PTSD. 9. It is encouraged to experience more than one journey with ketamine. 10. The benefits of ketamine are enhanced when coupled with therapy. 10 things I didn't know about ketamine. 1. Ketamine was found in nature. 2. Ketamine can be used to treat substance use disorder. 5. There are many different routes of administration with ketamine.
Test 1, 2, 3.
The fungus Pachonia chlamydosporia produces ketamine as a natural chemical compound to protect itself from insects and worms. Ketamine has been found to prolong abstinence for alcohol and heroin-dependent individuals and to reduce cravings in cocaine users. Ketamine is a safe and effective anesthetic used for sedation of children during painful procedures. Ketamine can create psychedelic or non-ordinary states of consciousness, including visions of mythical realms and experiences of transcendence. Ketamine can be taken in many different ways, including through IV or injection, as an oral lozenge, or as a suppository. Ketamine enhances brain neuroplasticity, allowing neurons to reorganize to promote positive behaviors and goal achievement. Practices that promote an intentional mindset and environment can be influential in creating a positive ketamine experience. Practices that promote an intentional mindset and environment can be influential in creating a meaningful ketamine journey. Studies show that ketamine can rapidly and significantly decrease depressive and PTSD-related symptoms that are non-responsive to other medications. Repeated ketamine treatments can almost double the antidepressive effects, and some people require up to 3 treatments before experiencing a response. Combining therapy with ketamine treatment can initiate and prolong symptom reduction of mental health and substance use disorders. The Psyche Institute of Mental Health and Family Therapy offers preparation, support, and integration for ketamine treatment. To find out more information on how to get connected with ketamine-assisted psychotherapy, go to www.ketamineassistedpsychotherapy.institute. Ketamine can be taken in many different ways, including through IV or injection, as a nasal spray, oral lozenge, or as a suppository.